So, Alexandra, what are we looking at in terms of unemployment and job growth?
Well, the unemployment rate across the state dropped 0.3 percentage point as we've had more people reporting themselves as employed in the survey of households, and we saw a slight decrease in the number of people working in the labor force. This decreased the number of unemployed by 9,300, pushing the unemployment rate from 5.8 to 5.5%.
The state's unemployment rate dropped by 0.3% from May to June. What does that mean for Colorado?
I try to get people to not put too much weight on a change that occurs in any one month. But what we have seen consistently over the past year and even longer in Colorado is continued improving conditions. We have month after month of strong payroll job growth. Our payroll jobs have been growing between 2.7 and 3% over the year, month after month, which is consistently above the national payroll job growth rate. This job growth in Colorado and this increase in economic activity that's been so consistent has led to improving labor market conditions across the state, even as some local areas lag a little bit behind the rest of the state. This is allowing people to get back to work and putting downward pressure on the unemployment rate.
Why does unemployment remain above the state and national average in the Grand Junction and Montrose areas?
The Western Slope area in Colorado is one of the areas I refer to when I said some areas in the state are lagging behind the state's overall growth. Specifically on the Western Slope, the oil and gas activity that was going on about the time the recession started in the fall of 2008, early 2009, actually buoyed that area of the state and caused it to lag going into the recession because of the oil and gas activity. And there were some changes made in production methods that made the north central, kind of northeast central part of Colorado more attractive to oil and gas developers than the Western Slope area. And this occurred sometime around late 2009 or so, mid to late 2009, where we started seeing a lot of movement out of the area, out of the Western Slope area because of that. It's a pattern we've seen in the past. The Western Slope has gone through a boom and bust cycles because of oil and gas activity in that area. And the unfortunate position that area is in now is still recovering from that oil and gas bust as that development moved out of the area and moved to north central Colorado.
That was Alexandra Hall, chief economist for the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.